Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Praising what is not yet a done deal, President Trump, after Hamas said it agrees to some but not all conditions in his Gaza peace plan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel was prepared for the implementation of the first stage of Trump's plan, apparently referring to the release of hostages. Moshe Lavi is the brother-in-law of a hostage, Omri Miron.
Hamas response now might be difficult for the government to digest, because the response stipulates so many new conditions that Israel has not agreed to.
Federal government shutdown continues. Democrats demanding protections for Affordable Care Act, low premiums, and the reversal of Medicaid cuts. Republicans say agree to reopen the government and then we'll talk. Sean Diddy Combs sentenced in federal court in New York to 4 years and 2 months in prison, convicted on prostitution-related charges. His lawyers say they will appeal. This is ABC News. When making a charitable donation goes wrong.
This is Jim Ryan. From 2017 to 2022, CarsRUs.com raised $45 million on the promise that proceeds from donated vehicles would fund breast cancer screenings for low-income women. $45 million.
Only $126,000 of that was used for the purposes of breast screening.
Or less than one half of 1%. Melissa McPherson is Deputy Attorney General in Oklahoma, one of 19 states filing complaints against Cars R Us, which has been hit with a $3.8 million fine for making deceptive claims. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Supreme Court says it'll take up a gun case out of Hawaii, a group of gun owners challenging a state law that makes it illegal to possess a firearm on beaches, parks, and more unless the property owner grants permission. Netflix says it'll honor the late Jane Goodall with a posthumous release of the first episode of the docuseries Famous Last Words, featuring one of her final interviews. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The Brewers postseason is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs today here at American Family Field, a sellout crowd, the first in the best of five-game divisional series. Brewers manager Pat Murphy confirmed that right-handed pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who came back this summer after missing the past 2 years following shoulder surgery, will not pitch this week.
It has nothing to do with his shoulder health. His shoulder's 100% healthy. It's on its way. He's proven that when he's pitched. Now he has an injury. He has a lat injury, and that lat injury, much like a hamstring, has to be treated as such. So he's not going to pitch in this series.
So how do you deal with a lat injury? Brandon Woodruff.
Like I've been told, it's like a hamstring. You get 99%, you feel great. It's that last 1% that can really affect you. So you really just have to make sure it's 100%. When it's 100%, I don't know. I'm trying every day to get to that point as quick as I can.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunny and breezy. Temperatures very warm, highs in the upper 80s. Winds will gust to 35 out of the south. For tonight, clear and breezy, a low around 68. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday, otherwise sunny and breezy with a high around 81.
It's 67 right now. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Mattner of Mattner on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Our Friday night version of our favorite entertainment show. I think I can say that, even though I'm the host. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight, and we are barreling through this Friday night show as we kick off Act Two. Great to have you with me. We had a great first hour. That was fun. John Sable, what a nice guy, huh?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Totally changed my opinion of golfers. I got to be honest.
Oh, really?
Oh, you were my only reference, so I mean,
that's where you got a bad rep.
You guys are both okay. That was fun. I don't. So is a 4.5 handicap? That's a good thing.
That's great.
Okay, so he's a good golfer.
I mean, if I've golfed for like 3 years fully now.
Okay,
I'm saying I'm around like a 26.
So in 18 holes, you'll finish 26 over par?
Yeah. Around there.
Okay.
Yeah. It definitely depends on the day.
Yeah. Yeah, so 4.5, that's pretty good.
Really
could
good.
He go pro?
I'd say the pros are, you know, they're a zero.
Okay.
Or better than that, you know.
I could trim four strokes.
It's pretty difficult to just trim four strokes when you've already, when you're 4.5.
That attitude, yeah. So we got a lot of fun still on the show, folks. Terry Barr will be here for Barr Band Friday night. That's coming up at 7:35. Our question of the night is, what celebrity do people tell you look like, or what celebrity do you wish you looked like? You can have fun with this. You can say whoever you want. Conrad wants to look like. Did you want to look like The Rock pre-weight loss?
The Rock before the Smashing Machine.
The Buff Rock.
Just the absolute beast.
The jacked Rock. Okay.
Because, you know, he comes in to a movie role, and he's just the guy in it, you know?
Yeah.
He's the buff in it.
You mean before?
Yeah, before the Smashing Machine. That would be cool to just be an actor in a movie and just being like, I'm bigger than everyone else here.
Absolutely. Nobody would get out of line.
Exactly.
He's just, you know, I mean, I never thought he's that great an actor, but he got a lot of praise from critics for this Smashing Machine. So I'm going to have to check this out. And I said that I looked like people used to tell me I look like Sean Penn when I'm in shape, but I think I look like Chris Penn when I'm not in shape. And Conrad found the fattest picture ever of Chris Penn and put it on the stream. So that was fun. we're going to get to some of your texts in just a few minutes. We've got Terry Barr coming up at 7:35. It is our last night, ladies and gentlemen, of this contest we've had so much fun with. The Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest comes to an end tonight. It is our multi-state Text to Win contest. and the Daily Prize. As you probably already know, I imagine most of you have played. Hopefully you can get one more shot in here at our Daily Prize, which is $200 cash and gold jewelry, and that will also make you eligible for our grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota, the green and gold versus the...
Purple People Eaters.
Does anybody still call them that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do now.
Bring it back.
They're facing the Brown People Eaters this week.
Oh, are they really? Okay. Working their way through the NFC North. It's a Green Bay home game November 23rd at 12 noon. You also get a gas card, which will help you get to the game. It's a $1,550 value, folks. Not too shabby. And if you click on the link we send you to confirm after you send in the keyword, click on that link. And if you're so inclined, sign up for Civic Media Today, the Civic Media newsletter, some of our socials, and you will enhance your chance to win this contest. So have fun with it. It's our last night. I'm sure we'll have another contest right around the corner. But for now, be special, folks, and have fun. The last night, and a totally appropriate keyword. Here it is. Final. F-I-N-A-L. Final. F-I-N-A-L. Like last night of the contest. So text that in, and let's go to town. Good luck, everybody. So I'm going to get some. Now I'm going to start reading text, and all these keywords are going to start coming in. So you're going to have to help me here, Con.
Yeah.
So, all right. What is this? Brendan Gleason. Oh, this is funny. Oh, we got some great responses on the question of the night. Tyler said, unknown comic. Conrad's mom checks in from the 920 and says, when I was a teenager, people told me I looked like Christy McNichol. That's a good one. You probably don't even know who that is.
No.
She was just a kind of a teen actress. Sort of a Molly Ringwald of the 70s. She said, I would like to look like Jacqueline Smith in her prime. Paula, I'd like to look like Jacqueline Smith in her prime. I'm kidding. But that's a great one. A Charlie's Angel, an original Charlie's Angel for Conrad's mom. Love the text. Thank you, Paula. Everett from Sun Prairie says, props to everyone who just duck-ducked Brandon Gleason with two E's. Spelled it wrong. Oops. I don't know what Everett was going for there. He texted us again. He says, I'm about the same age as Seth Rogen and was frequently compared to his character Ken from Freaks and Geeks.
Awesome character,
that's a great
by the
one.
Way.
In both bearing and style. Ah. In my 20s and 30s, I often was compared to Brandon Gleason's character in Braveheart. Now, I think his text got mixed up. Now that other one makes sense.
I seriously wish Freaks and Geeks got a season 2 or a season 3. Did
it was a fun show.
It was so fun.
Very good. I like that show better than I like most of Judd Apatow's movies. Like, I just thought that was a really good show.
It kept me engaged when I watched it. Yeah. And I've rewatched it three times just because I'm like...
Oh, really?
I wish that every time I'm like, why couldn't there be season 2?
Was it
2?
One season? Is this one season?
Just
right?
One season.
That's crazy. Melissa from Willie Street in the 608. That's in Madison, for those of you scoring at home, says, hi, Pete. John and I are both Phibs in a previous life. So go Cubbies. Conrad, I'm gonna put you in charge of something. I think you're gonna dig this.
Okay.
A better word than fib. It's nothing. We can do better. And this is half fib here talking. So I
didn't know what that stood for until like a year ago.
Seriously? Yeah, we could do better. Thank you, Melissa. John from Madison, Melissa's other half, I won't say better half, says, underdog Cubbies, my friends. They will steal game one of the series. Not so sure after that. So John's predicting a game one win, but not saying they'll win the series. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Conrad's dad says, the Brewers will win the first three games and sweep the Cubs with
I like that.
Sunglasses emoji. The confidence from
like
Mr.
That.
Krieger. He seems pretty confident. Let's go to some more texts here. Tom from New Berlin says, I love you. I love you're a Cub fan, my friend. Well, thank you, Tom. I don't know if that means Tom is a Cub fan. Oh, then he says in his next test, that's the glue that makes us friends. Okay, Tom. Well, I am a Cub fan. And, you know, you can't, when you grow up somewhere, that's your team. I mean, I know there are some transplants and I know some people from Chicago who have become Packer fans. So it's like we're strangers in a strange land. I don't know. Do you have Cub fan friends, Conrad?
Yeah, I have Bear friends too. Yeah. And you know, I mean, talk to them sometimes.
It's a fun ride. I mean, I love it. I think
most of my friends are f- fully, you know.
Packer.
Packer, Brewers. And only a couple Bucks fans.
I grew up, too, with my mom. Again, my mom and dad met at Marquette. My dad was from Chicago. My mom was from Wisconsin by way of Ohio. So my all the Murphys, and I have an uncle named Pat Murphy, they're all Brewers fans. But they kind of like the Cubs, too. I probably just because of the history, but they're definite Packer fans. So I've dealt with, I don't feel at home anywhere, Conrad. That's what I'm saying.
You should just, you know, switch your teams.
Kind of move to like Nevada or something.
Well, yeah.
Maybe a little extreme. Nick from Marshall in the 608 says, when I get my hair bleached, people say I look like Eminem. Oh, that's kind of cool. Marshall Mathers, right? Is his real name? That's a fantastic one. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. And then we go to Michael in Madison says, yeah, hey guys, as a young man, I was told I looked like Brett Favre. Obviously, the shine on that has depreciated. If I could emulate one celebrity in look, style, and persona, it's got to be Jeff Bridges. Not only is he handsome, but he seems like a nice guy. I agree. I'm halfway there, too. Just working on the handsome part. Maybe a beard to cover my face will help. Come on, Michael. Anyway, growing up, I would listen to the Cubbies on 720 WGN with my pops. Go Cubs. Conrad, I think we're about even here.
Am I in?
Well, Cubs, he's just cheering. He didn't really. No, you're not. He didn't give a prediction, though. He just said, go Cubs. He's not really predicting. Like your dad was saying with authority, this is already over.
It's a sweep.
The key word, ladies and gentlemen, just to reiterate, is final. F-I-N-A-L. Final. I've seen a couple words here that aren't matching up. So, all right, there we go. And now we've got some social media texts. And then we've got a really funny clip of Jason Alexander. You have a surprise, too.
I do.
How long have you been sitting on that?
Oh, a while.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say, I mean, you said something last night, but we didn't get to it. But if I had known.
Well, it's from the question when the actors. Athletes and actors.
Oh,
when does
wow.
It, you know, when does it stop, you know, or whatever.
Going back a couple weeks. Yeah. All right. Social media responses today. We always post our question on Facebook, folks. You could have some fun there, too, and answer it on the socials if that's better for you. JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy. Con?
Behind the guy.
Behind the guy. I've been told I look like the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
That's there we go.
Snarky answer from our pal JB. Eric Ratzak, front man, Stretch, as he's known for How I Met Your Mother. See what you've done to me? Ask Your Mother, the band. Great, great band. Eric says, told Stone Cold, wish Paul Rudd. Dude never ages. That's a good one. I could see Stone Cold. Eric's an intimidating guy. You always say you think you could take him, but I don't.
If it's Stone Cold, you know, I just got him with a stunner.
Does he know you bench 250? You just got to go low.
It's actually 275.
Is it 275? Oh, I don't know.
You got to get it right.
I worked hard for those extra 25 pounds. Chicken or the egg photography. Our pal Chris says the amount of times I've been compared to Jack Black. I could see that. When he was in here, he kind of had
Jack
a little,
Black's really cool.
He looks like kind of in shape Jack Black, I would say.
Yeah, definitely that.
So that might kind of insult him if somebody said you look like Jack Black, because I think he's a better looking guy personally. My pal Sean on social media says some ass told me Kyle Schwarber, if I could look like one, Steve McQueen, coolest guy ever. That's a pretty good one, Sean. I would say Paul Newman. If you're going classic Hollywood, I probably want to look like Paul Newman, but you can't go wrong with Steve McQueen. He was pretty cool. I remember, and I asked this to Sean once, because he is the spitting image of Kyle Schwarber. And Sean was a Marine, and I think he said, I got to look at where I was stationed over the years and where Kyle Schwarber was born. They look that much alike. It's frightening, but Sean is a terrible baseball player. Patrick Mines on social media says, I've had Topol. Oh, he's going to throw all these. I know Patrick. He's going to throw all these, like, one of those movies with the trees?
That movie with the trees.
You know, and the goblins and the, what's the famous? Totally blanking. I've never seen them.
Narnia?
No, you're close. It's
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay. the movie with the trees.
He says, I've had Topol, Zero Mostel. That's a pretty cool one, Patrick. Peter Ustinov and wrestler Mick Foley. Wow, that is an array of celebrities. I don't know if there's any I particularly want to look like. It's not a bad group, Patrick. Talented bunch. Amanda Nimmer, our pal, social media guru, says, I used to be told I look like Juno, Elliot Page's character in Juno. That's a good one, Amanda. All right, we're coming right back, folks. We're going to play a really funny clip, and Conrad's going to surprise me with something. I'm as much in the dark as you are. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. When did I fall? I want to cry, cry, cry.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Our question of the night is, what celebrity do people tell you you look like, or what celebrity do you wish you look like? We've gotten, we're getting some, let's do this first, O'Connor. Well, actually, let me see what these, all right, we get these texts. John Minter says, these are all messed up now because the keyword. John in the 608 says, I worked in Chicago for 13 years. I've seen so many Cubs games. I don't know which team to go for now. But born and raised in Wisconsin, I think I'm going for the Brewers. He's go conflicted. Brew. He is conflicted, that John Minter, I'll tell you. John says, P.S., I was told I look like William Hurd. Okay, that's a good one. Fine actor. 920 says, this is actually JP in Madison says, when I was in high school, the film Superbad came out. And at the time I was a spitting image of McLovin. That's so awesome.
Not a bad guy.
That whole scene where he shows him his license in Superbad is so funny. Great text, everybody. Keep them coming. All right, Con, we got to do our predictions now. And I will admit, I'm just going to be a homer and probably say my Cubs, even though I've probably watched a total of like 5 games over the course of the summer. An inning here, a couple innings there, read about them a little bit. So I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'll say it's five-game series. I'm going to say Cubs in four because I think if they're going to win it, it's going to be at home. Does it go 2-2-1?
Yeah.
I don't think they'll win a game seven in Milwaukee. So if the Cubs are going to win, almost, I'll say Cubs in four.
It would actually be Cubs in three.
Why?
Because it's a five-game series.
No, but I'm saying the Brewers will win one game. So the Cubs will be the Brewers 3-1.
Yeah, they only need to win three. Oh, okay, I know what you mean. Yeah. In game four.
Correct. It'll take them four games to win the series by my uneducated pick.
Okay.
Totally messed you up totally. Now you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Okay. I'm going to say the Cubs win two games, but the Brewers win three.
So it'll go five.
Yeah.
Brewers win a game five in Milwaukee. That place will be insane. Can you imagine if the Brewers beat the Cubs at Pfizer Forum, American Family Field? In game five, wow. That's nuts.
That would be kind of cool to see a baseball game at Pfizer Forum.
I think it could happen. I think we could put that together. So there you go. Conrad says Brewers in five. I say Cubs in four.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just see what happens. It's going to be a fun series. And like I said, of all the weekends to have, I'm glad, like, because we got Bears on this side of the glass, Packers on that side. Neither team is playing this weekend. It's going to be gorgeous. And there's playoff baseball. So it's a perfect week for a bye, even though I thought it was a little early initially. All right. So I know this clip has been burning a hole in your pocket for a couple of weeks now. So tell us about what you got lined up here.
Well, it's kind of a surprise. All right. So we talked about actors that are athletes that really shouldn't be actors.
No? Right.
I think the question was, who was the worst one? I can't remember if we said who was the best.
I think it was the worst, right?
Yeah. We talked about many guys, but you know, this guy's not main. He's not an athlete by any means.
All right.
But he's in the world of sports.
Okay.
And he's made some terrible, terrible, terrible ads for this certain company. I think you'll know it.
Well, I know. Okay. Perfect.
Patrick, Jake from State Farm. Explain this bundling thing again.
All right, Coach Reed. Let's say these fries are your car, right?
And this burger is your home.
Okay.
It can be more affordable if you bundle them together.
Kind of like a combo meal.
I'm like a combo meal.
Explain it again with those nuggies.
Oh,
not a lot of people know about my side hustle, male hand model. But now I just discovered these. Relaxed fit, hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Comfy shoes with a little extra room you don't need your hands to put on. I just step in and go with no bending down and no touching. And to be honest, I kind of love not using my hands.
Come on, Andy. No one peels like you.
Sorry, bro. I'm out the game. Go hands-free with Relaxed Fit Skechers slip-ins. Hey, Jake from State Farm. I want that personal price plan. So how's this for personal? I draw mustaches on players' faces when they're asleep.
Coach Reed, you don't need to get that personal to get the State Farm personal price plan. It helps you create an affordable price just for you.
Oh.
Coach, it happened again.
So bad.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Bundle Rooski.
Yeah.
Bundle Rooski, Bundle Rooski.
Bundle Rooski. God, how many more are there?
Bundle Rooski too.
That's so bad.
I think I put you through enough torture.
Why? I never pictured Andy Reid as a creepy guy before, but that Nuggies line where his fingers are huge sausage fingers are crawling across the table. And then, here's what I'll say, because I'm great at playing devil's advocate. Reed is more believable because he's just being Reed. That's how he is. He's kind of the goofy grandpa, probably. Jake from State Farm, I still don't buy. He looks like he's 19 and should be on a skateboard, and he is the face of State Farm. Like, he's an insurance agent.
Yeah, you know,
he looks way too cool to be an insurance agent, way too young, and he looks like he should be at Coachella or something. Okay. I don't know.
Did you like that I snuck in that Skechers ad there?
Yeah.
How many of you ever seen that ad?
I vaguely recall it.
He's a hand model in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to use his hands because it's a slip-on Skecher.
He makes Russell Wilson in that Subway commercial look like a good actor.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
In fairness to Russell Wilson, that is really bad writing. How'd you make that leap to danger to dangerous? It was terrible. I hope that was. I hope my reaction was worth the wait.
Yeah, you know, I know you love Andy Reid and his commercials. So,
oh my gosh, it's just brutal. And you got it's such an odd pairing because you got Patrick Mahomes with his voice, and you got Andy Reid with his fingers trying to steal nuggies, and he says nuggies.
Show me to again.
Oh, it's so bad. John from. Oh, we better do this after the break. All right, when we come back, folks. After the news, it is Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right. Let you know, girl, you're looking cool. You're out of sight. All right. Just move.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Praising what is not yet a done deal, President Trump, after Hamas said it agrees to some but not all conditions in his Gaza peace plan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel was prepared for the implementation of the first stage of Trump's plan, apparently referring to the release of hostages. Moshe Lavi is the brother-in-law of a hostage, Omri Miran.
Hamas' response now might be difficult for the government to digest, because the response stipulates so many new conditions that Israel has not agreed to.
Federal government shutdown continues. Democrats demanding protections for Affordable Care Act, low premiums, and the reversal of Medicaid cuts. Republicans say agree to reopen the government and then we'll talk. Sean Diddy Combs sentenced in federal court in New York to 4 years and 2 months in prison, convicted on prostitution-related charges. His lawyers say they will appeal. This is ABC News.
The Brewers postseason is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs today. Here at American Family Field, a sellout crowd, the first in the best of five-game divisional series. Brewers manager Pat Murphy confirmed that right-handed pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who came back this summer after missing the past 2 years following shoulder surgery, will not pitch this week.
It has nothing to do with his shoulder health. His shoulder's 100% healthy. It's on its way. He's proven that when he's pitched. Now he has an injury. He has a lat injury, and that lat injury, much like a hamstring, has to be treated as such. So he's not going to pitch in this series.
So how do you deal with a lat injury? Brandon Woodruff.
Like I've been told, it's like a hamstring. You get 99%, you feel great. It's that last 1% that can really affect you. So you really just have to make sure it's 100%. When it's 100%, I don't know. I'm trying every day to get to that point as quick as I can.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a two-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.5 WLAK.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunny and breezy. Temperatures very warm, highs in the upper 80s. Winds will gust to 35 out of the south. For tonight, clear and breezy, a low around 68. Slight chance of a storm on Sunday, otherwise sunny and breezy with a high around 81. Right now, it's 68.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about one of Donald Trump's more puzzling budget cuts impacting the education of deaf and blind students in Wisconsin. For real.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Do we have Terry?
I think she'll be here.
We have a picture of Terry. I'm not gonna introduce Terry though until we have her, because I want her to hear me, you know, kind of giving her a big introduction, because I think she likes that.
I think so too.
So I'll read a text. John from Madison in the 608 says, "When I was in my early 20s, I was accused of being Ryne Sandberg's twin, Chicago Cubs second baseman in the 80s." John says, almost always by older women, sometimes much older women. Sometimes they would touch me. Weird kind of attention. Fun but awkward.
Okay.
John, that is kind of an overshare, buddy, but as long as you've made peace with your past, that's totally fine. I think my favorite one so far is the McLovin one. That's a great one.
That's so good.
That is outstanding. I need something new to watch because I'm done with Dexter. I think I'm going to go Peaky Blinders.
Oh, I was going to say you watched the two episodes of Chad Powers.
Yeah, maybe I am curious.
I think you'll be like, okay, this is going to be stupid. And then you watch it and be like, it actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Maybe not. I hope not. I mean, I like to be entertained, but I will say this. Last night, we were talking about that Mark Wahlberg movie. Dirty Wash, Dirty Cars, some Dirty Hands.
Play Dirty.
Play Dirty.
Yeah, you love Mark Wahlberg. We know this.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a hater, but I just feel like he's not going to do anything that I haven't already seen. And he's proven that over and over again. However, this is how bad it is, my Mark Wahlberg thing. I got home last night. I turned on Prime because the game was on. I watched the end of the game, and then I went back to Prime, the menu, and the movie is right there. I've got 2 hours before I go to bed. I was just kind of prepping tonight's show. It's right in front of me. It's Highlight, the movie, and I don't even check it out. It was like gift wrapped, and I didn't even click play. So I'm probably never going to see that movie. But maybe I will.
If it was instead of Mark Wahlberg and it was Paul Rudd, are you watching it?
Do we have that Paul Rudd clip? Gary Goldman.
I don't.
Did you save that or did we? We played it, didn't we?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Gary Goldman is a Boston comedian. He said, he's about my age. He said, I was growing up in the 70s. Do we have that?
Yeah, we
see
do.
See if we can play that. I love that.
I have
love
it if you want to play it quick.
Let's play it quick. It's like 30 seconds.
If we've learned anything from Shaq, it's that when an NBA player acts, it doesn't usually
turn. That's not the one.
Gary Oldman. I don't know why I did that. So that's my fault.
All right, Terry's here. I'll just say really quick, the Gary Goldman joke was, when I was growing up in the 70s, you were either Clint Eastwood or Richard Simmons. There was no in between. There were no Paul Rudds or Mark Ruffalo's. Such a great joke.
Ruffalo.
He said Ruffalo. That's right. That's that Boston thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially underway here for Bar Band Friday night. Our pal, Terry Barr, has joined the show. She is in the building, as they say, over the stream, if you will. She joins us here every week at this time, just about every week, and we love when she brings us new music and just her amazing personality. Hello, Terry Barr.
Oh, boy.
How are you?
Hi,
Yeah, I was enjoying your conversation there. That was pretty funny.
Well, that's what we do here. Would it kill you to listen to the show when you're not on it? I mean, come on. Terry, I have to ask you, our question of the night is, who is a celebrity people tell you you look like, or who do you wish you looked like? Have you ever heard comparisons?
Oh, so like a doppelganger.
Yeah, yeah. You can look at it like that.
No. That's sad.
Oh, not really. It just kind of means
you're a celebrity doppelganger.
It just kind of means you're your own person, but, and I think that's kind of cool. But who would you who would you, and you're kind of a celebrity. You've been on the news, you know, you've been on TV, now you're on the radio, you're like all over civic media, but who do you wish you looked like?
Oh my goodness.
I know that's a
wow, that's a tough one. There are so many women I admire, but does it mean I would want to look like them? I'm not sure. You know, I like Lizzie Hale. She's the lead singer of Hailstorm, heavy metal band.
Nice.
And she's got a great look, but do I want that for my look every day? I don't know. But that's, you know what I want? I want her voice.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
You oh, wait a minute. You have like one of the coolest voices I've ever heard, and you're willing to swap your voice?
Well,
that's your money maker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know what
yeah.
you mean though. Like, I admire Neil deGrasse Tyson, but I wouldn't want to. I couldn't pull off the hair and the
fabulous.
Mustache. Yeah, but it's this is purely yes. looks. This is a vanity question all the way. So
it is. It is.
All right. Well, let's get down to what you know. Yeah, ponder, and we will talk about. We'll come back to your wheelhouse with.
That's a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard some really great. We heard McLovin was good. I said when I'm in shape, people tell me Sean Penn, and when I'm not in shape, like now, people tell me Chris Penn,
no.
his fat brother. So that's what I'm working with. Conrad said he looks like. Or people tell him he looks like Ryan Gosling. Yeah, and yeah, so. Obviously, we've been having fun with that question. But listen, let's get to the task at hand. Let's talk some music here because I love these. Two different artists. I love when you do two artists. It's fun when we hear one artist and two songs, but I like it this way too. Who should we start with?
Should we start with Sha'Carri because, you know, it's kind of a little more like, jazzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sha'Carri DeSher. Yeah, she is great. And I was, all right, I'm just going to say this and then I'll let you talk. I could not believe her age because I listened to the song first. And I love that she's local. So tell us all about her, please.
Isn't it incredible? I think every time I research, look these folks up before we either talk about them on your show or on Max Inc. Radio on Saturday night, I still cannot believe how lucky we are in Wisconsin with all of this amazing local music and overall original local music.
Right.
So, yes. Sha'Carri does all her own music. She's considered a neo-soul singer-songwriter. But when you listen to the song we're going to play, Pete, she does all of it. It's all done by herself. And then she kind of puts it all together. And she was in the Max Inc. studio last week, and she brings it all as a backtrack, but she sings live to it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Her age, 23.
That blew my mind because I thought I was listening to like an Ella Fitzgerald or something, and I'm like, this kid is 20. She's a kid. That's nuts.
Yeah. So then you think, okay, where can she go from here now that she's getting her big music out there? Her first album was only released a couple of months ago. 15 original songs on it. And every single song is a little different than the other. So it's jazz. It's, you know, feelings. She can rock out and she can also belt it out too.
Yeah.
But this song I really like because I think it kind of symbolizes what she really likes to sing.
All right. That's great. You're going to have to help me with the name of the song. Is it Ricidio? Ricidio?
No, it's Ricidio.
Ricidio. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it actually stands for Ricky.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, let's get to, this is a Sha'Carri DeSher, compliments of Terry Barr and the song. Say it again, Terry.
Ricidio.
Ricidio. All right. Let's hear it, Con.
Hello. You have a prepaid call from...
Jamonte.
have a prepaid call from
Javante.
I love when she talks at the beginning with the answer. It's got such a great, it's amazing composition.
Oh, and again, 15 original songs similar to that. Some are different, some are not. And you can find it if you want to listen to more. She has it right now streaming wherever you get music.
Okay.
But you can also listen to her entire interview from last weekend. If you go to civicmedia.us, hit the shows tab, and then look for Max Inc. Radio.
Absolutely.
She is amazing, Pete. 23 years old I from know. Madison.
When we come back, we've got another amazing song, and you can hear them tomorrow night on Max Inc., and you're going to want to hear these guys. We'll do an abbreviated thing. Terry Barr is here, and now, Terry, a text from John, who just sings your praises, loves you, says you have the best voice. He's from Madison, so big fan listening to. We're coming right back with Terry Barr on the Barr Band Friday night. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight.
It's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. We are about to close down the week here at Nightlight, folks. Last text here, John Murray says he looked like Ryan Sandberg when he was younger. Now he gets, "Dude, you look just like that guy House in House. 50 times, I bet." And then bystanders go, "Yeah, totally. Rather be Rhino again, but old happens." Indeed it does. Folks, our final, I'm going to give you the keyword again. It is final, F-I-N-A-L, final, F-I-N-A-L. That is the last time I will give the keyword in our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It's been a lot of fun, our multi-state Text to Win contest. Get that keyword in. Click on the link when you get a confirmation, and you will be eligible for it will enhance your chances to win if you sign up for Civic Media Today, the Civic Media newsletter, our socials. So good luck, everybody. Terry, it's been a fun contest, right?
Final. Final.
All right. Let's talk about Horace Green, because we're up against the clock here. And okay. Theirs is a very long song. We'll play as much of it as we can. They were in the studio here a month ago, and they rocked it. They are
You know these guys.
We do, yes. And
okay,
we
that
love
is so
them.
Good.
So, yeah, give us some background.
Well, as you know, it's Tony and Sam and friends.
Yeah.
So who knows who's going to show up to play with Tony and Sam. They're based out of Oshkosh.
Yeah.
We've got the brand new song they just put out, but they have tons of shows around Wisconsin coming up. Trempealeau, they're going to be in Sheboygan, they're going to be in Appleton, and find all of it at Horace Green. It's G-R-E-E-N-E. HoraceGreen.com. One thing I think is hilarious on their website, they have frequently asked questions. Pete, did you see this? What covers do you do as the Horace Green band? Well, we do Horace Green covers.
Yeah. That's,
and then the other one, who's your manager? Who do you think? Horace Green is our manager.
Yeah, I love these guys and their sound.
I'm so glad. Have you heard this brand new song?
We have, and it's like got this kind of funkadelic. It is just a different, unique, really cool song. Like, they have a great sound.
I agree, and they are bringing it all to the Max Inc. radio studio tomorrow night live from 8 to 9.
That's outstanding, folks. If you're in the Madison area, tune in at WMDX 92.7, or you can listen on the app. But check out Max Inc. Radio. Terry is the co-host with Rocker. They're both award-winning. The show is award-winning. They have outstanding music every week. And tomorrow from 8 to 9, Cream, that's so cool. They're in Madison with you.
Yes, they're going to be live in the studio. So anything you hear from them, live interview, live stories, live songs.
Yeah, they were
and
fun.
I'm sure it's going to get crazy.
And they were fun to talk to, too. Just really down-home guys. Really like them a lot. So why don't we do this?
I'm so sorry I missed that you had them on, but I love that you did. That is so great.
Yeah, once in a great while, Terry, we find good music without you, but mostly you're responsible for everything we've discovered.
Stop.
So. It's very true, and we appreciate it very much. Why don't we just close? Should we just close the show with Cream? Terry, what do you think?
If you want, it's
Let's
your show.
That.
I'm
so what else?
Visiting, but I love it.
Yeah, what else? Well, that way we can get to hear a little more of it, because it's kind of a long song, and we could take it right up to the top of the hour. So what? Anything else you want to tell us about them other than their Max Inc. appearance tomorrow night?
They have 500,000 streams on Spotify.
Oh, wow.
And really? A lot of artists are like, Spotify, we don't get anything from it.
Yeah.
But yet it is a good bragging point when you have 500,000 streams.
Well, you get a good enough following. I would imagine, like, use it for that and then do your
thing
maybe. All right.
Yep. And then try to get people to buy your music, buy your merchandise. And they really do have a ton of shows coming up. And if you enjoy what you hear, please go see them.
Yeah.
They're local. They're Wisconsin. And this is a great opportunity to just rock out to their music.
This song is a rocker, as are you, Terry. Next week, Friday, are we good?
I think we have a date.
Outstanding. Terry Barr, ladies and gentlemen, another Barr Band Friday night is in the books. Thank you to our guests tonight, John Sabo and Terry Barr. And thank you for all your texts and calls. Always more fun when you guys participate. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, we're going out on this tune. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Pete Schwab. Good night, Wisconsin. Grabbing hold.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump gave Hamas a 6 p.m. Eastern deadline Sunday to sign on to the peace plan he unveiled, and Hamas has said it would release all remaining hostages if Israel withdraws from Gaza and, quote, proper field conditions are met. Now sources tell ABC Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ordered an end to all offensive fighting. Israelis in Tel Aviv are reacting.
It's a really good sign of the whole situation.
It should have happened a very long time ago, not only now.
In the U.S., day four of a government shutdown, the Senate failed to advance spending bills Friday, but Republicans say they will not talk about spending changes until Democrats agree to reopen the government. Sean Diddy Combs was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after his conviction of two prostitution-related charges in July, as lawyers say they'll appeal. And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said he ordered another strike on a boat off the coast of Venezuela. He said it killed four people he called narco-terrorists. This is ABC News. The FBI.